Is that you?
You may want to get on this short.
And here she is.
Good evening. I'm Hanifa, and I serve the Village's program coordinator. And we're very pleased to welcome Shades of Praise Gospel Choir tonight, and with Kent Stevens, and they're from Stevenson, and they're from Seattle. And thank you for coming.
Thank you all for sharing your wonderful Saturday evening with us. I know you could have been doing so many other things tonight.
Well.
And you chose to be here with us. And so for that, we are grateful. I had the good fortune in 1975 to come up to Holman for the first time. And at that time, I was the director of the Shades of Praise Choir of St. Therese Parish in Seattle. And they had never heard of Holman Village. Neither had I. But we were invited to come up and sing. Well, it just sounded too abstract to them at the time. Going up, what? Boat ride? What? No phones? What? And so they said no. So I brought four singers up, and we had the best time in the world. Oh, yeah. It was great. And so when we took the message back, oh, then everyone was ready to come the next year. And so a tradition was born at that time. This is my 18th year having the honor of bringing singers to Holden. So this is a tradition for many of these folks that have come for many years. And these are singers from, I have three choirs. Actually, I have five choirs, but we won't talk about that. The Shades of Praise Choir, St. Therese. The Jubilation Choir, also St. Therese Parish. And I have a community chorus, Urban Rhythms, and we've got some Urban Rhythm singers. So this is a little community of singers that is here to be part of the larger community. And I want to thank them now for all of the efforts that they have made to prepare themselves to be here today. I want to thank you all. Before we begin, I don't know if that's premature or not. I will thank you nonetheless. We sing a variety of music, but primarily we sing gospel music. And gospel means good news. So we are happy to be the purveyors of good news. Now some of the music is kind of, it moves along quite swiftly. And the volume may be a little bit louder than the Lutheran levels that you're used to. But don't let that put you off. Just jump right in. Usually we say just let yourself go. We're here at Holden. Just let it be free. Be free. We hope that you enjoy the music that we bring, because contained in each song there is a message for you. Without further ado, we will open with the Agnus Dei, Lamb of God.
Thank you.
a very lively little gospel song called Great Day, because this day was a great day for me, and I hope this is, it has been a great day for you as well.
Thank you.
No effort. And then at the end, they're really celebrating. So, that's me. All right. Marvelous things! Marvelous things! If you're not singing, we'll have all the lights turned on. And then we'll invite you to come up with us. So at least lip sync. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. He doesn't care about the color of your skin or what religion you've been in. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Those are the words. And we're gonna have a little rehearsal now. We're just gonna kind of break out of a little concert mode. And so we're gonna kind of deputize you all now to choir. So we're gonna have a little mini choir rehearsal now. I'm gonna let our chorus here sing it for you once. Everybody can do this. Very, very simple. You'll hear it. We'll do it a couple of times. And then we're gonna let you do it a couple of times. And we're gonna take it from there. Then we'll all sing together. Everybody sit tall, give me some choir posture, please. Okay, oh, wonderful. Now see this cool couple right here with their legs crossed? We'll take it from you. That's really not choir posture, but that's all right.
Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself.
singing. Okay, we're going to put the field excluded here. All right, here we go. One.
Woo!
When the Spirit says shout, I've got to move when the Spirit says move, and you gotta move. I've got to stomp, you gotta stomp. When the Spirit says stomp, okay, I know you don't get a chance to stomp a lot in your life, but this is a chance to get those aggressions out in a positive way, in a nice rhythmic way, get them out. I've got to praise. This is a movement for praise. I've got to praise when the Spirit says praise. I've got to clap when the Spirit says clap. Okay, I've got to dance when the Spirit says dance. Okay, so I will shout out the next move. We're going to do a little rehearsal now. We're back to our choir thing, so you know our choir posture. Now we're going to stand on this one, not yet. Those who want to stand, I don't want you to block those who may not be up to standing. So if you can stand in the aisles, because you're going to have to move and dance and shout. And I don't want you to block the view of some of the folks who would rather remain seated, which you may also do. Okay. Here we go. Rehearsal time.
Thank you.
One of my choirs, Urban Rhythms, which has been coming up to Holden now for many, many years since our inception in 1994, produced a Christmas CD 2 years ago, and it is at the Holden bookstore. And it's a pretty swinging little Christmas item, if I must say so myself. And if you like the music that you heard tonight, the same styles of the whole variety of things on here. We've got some traditional things and some jazz things and some gospel stuff. And Carol is on there singing, and all kinds of folks up here are part of it. Yes. Oh, well, the fact that my picture's on the CD is incidental. I don't know how that happened. But the music is very lively, and I just invite you all to take a little of our the exuberance of this ministry home with you, if you care to do so. I don't know if there's enough copies there for all of you, so you'd better hurry. Also, I was fortunate enough last year to produce, I work with children and I teach very small children music and I write a lot of children's music. And you know, everybody's got a little CD out all over the place, and so here's mine. With the it's a CD-ROM with a little video on there and pictures and whatnot of me and all the kids of the Happy Medium School in Seattle. It's illustrated by all the Happy Medium children, and there's marvelous little tunes in here about social justice and fun stuff. And it also is available at the Holden Bookstore if you are interested in some new music for little ones and some big ones too. It's called Stephen Songs. Isn't that clever? Stephen Songs. That's it. Very simple.
Boy, I'm sure glad I thought of that.
Oh. Thank you, Billy. And then the little CD is in the back. Oh, also, you can download if you got the right equipment. You can put this in your computer, and this entire book is on the ROM. So if there's some sheet music here or something in here that you like, you just go click, and it comes popping right out of your computer, which is pretty swinging. So that's the end of the commercial, and this is the end of our visit with you this evening. We have only one more song, so I would like to thank you.
No, we really want to thank you, and we hope you're back for your 19th year.
Oh, thank you. They keep inviting us back. Gosh, I don't know why. But next year, maybe we'll be... Normally, we're here on Labor Day weekend. For years now, we've been here only on Labor Day weekend. And this year, there was a snafu in the scheduling. So... you all lucked out.
Yeah.
And we lucked out because we got to meet you and sing with you, too. And that's it. Now, last year, there, after the concert, I was swamped with people asking all kinds of questions. So I thought, okay, I'll have a quick 1 minute. If there's any questions about anything, you can ask them now. About our choir, about the music. Don't be shy. No questions? Oh, yes, ma'am.
Your CD, the Holden Bookstore, is closed. How do you get it?
Your
music
channel? Well,
it's open at night.
Uh-oh. Talk to this lady right here, and they'll figure something out. I don't know. I'm just a guest here. Figure it out. The Holden Bookstore is the only way in the world they can get this. No, you can talk to me afterward, and we can get a copy.
What about Urban Rhythms Chorus on our website?
They can't order from there.
They can't order from
no.
there. No. They can get information
but about
order.
But since you're here, grab me or one of these folks up here, give us your name, address, phone, and stuff, and we'll just mail you one. Yes. Now, there you go. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other questions? Okay, yes.
Do you do other performances in the Seattle area?
Yes, we do. We take our music wherever we're invited, within the region, and this group has gone to, some of them have gone to China. We sang in China years ago. We went to Europe and sang all over. And next year, some of them may be going with me to Brazil. So, yes, and we can come to your church, too. So, yes. Any other questions? Yes.
I want to make a comment.
We sang at the Seattle Symphony for that concert.
Oh, yes. We've done a lot of stuff. Children of the Revolution. I mean, we've sung all over for just about everybody.
I want to make a comment. The new now that's conducting the songs is Michael Allen. And Michael sang on children's songs when he was like your age or a little younger with Kent. So this is probably the baby that grew up and is still with us on the choir. So I just want to say that's funny. And he knows some of those songs backwards and forwards on that little CD, Stephen Songs. Kent and I have been coming up. I was one of the four people he drug up here 18 years ago or whatever. And it's wonderful, and we really do like to come back and be here with you because you're just so warm and welcoming, and we love the environment, and we love to sing with you because it's not so much for you when we're up there. It really is a place that we come to rejuvenate because we do sing all over everywhere. I mean, you'd be surprised the places we've sung. I mean, anywhere from detention centers to We sung in
Christmas ship, jazz
Christmas
ballad.
Ships, yeah. We did the Christmas ship.
We
did the Christmas tree. Rest stops, yeah. Up the mountains.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we did the Christmas tree lighting ceremony for down at the Seattle Center.
It's like Blue Moon Tavern.
The festival. By the way, keep an ear out at Christmas time. There's a couple of websites so that you can visit. UrbanRhythmsChorus.com is a website that represents. There's Urban Rhythms. There's three of us here for Urban Rhythms. And website does give you information about performances. Kent has written a thing called the
Gospel Magnificat.
Gospel Magnificat, thank you. That we did perform last Christmas with another group called City Cantabile by Fred West. I don't know if you know about Fred West. We sang for the Wales with Fred West, and we were on Evening Magazine and all that kind of stuff. But Kent is going to be repeating that Magnificat with the singers at Christmas time. So Christmas is a really fun month for us. So keep your eyes on the websites and your ears open for you that live in the areas or want to come in, like, you know, from out of town into Seattle area to hear us sing and to get some of these concert ideas. So, and spread the word.
I think one of my favorite concerts was we had the opportunity a number of years ago to sing with Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Oh. And you don't get that opportunity every day.
Right.
So it's things like this that really, really have put us, you know, our spirit is just so overwhelmed in terms of our feeling for singing. So that when you ask where do we sing in a lot mm-hmm. of varied places mm-hmm. around the world. Mm-hmm. So. And of course, St. Therese, please come hear us at our own church.
Lemon and Pop every Sunday.
The Catholics love the Lutherans. They'll fit right in.
In fact, that song, the song that we sang, Help Me Jesus, was written by a guy that met Kent at a workshop in Idaho, was it, or someplace?
Oh,
or
it someplace was in Yakima.
In Yakima. And he came to St. Therese. He's a Lutheran songwriter. In fact, his name is Eddie Bonnemer. And he's in all of your Lutheran hymnals. If you open them up, look for Eddie Bonnemer. And Eddie Bonnemer was the one who taught us the Help Me Jesus song. That we then we started on this. Remember we were on this Lutheran kick?
Oh,
we were singing at every Lutheran church we could find. I'm serious. We sang up in Leavenworth, and it was just beautiful. It was in small little Lutheran chapels and stuff. And so we're, you know, we really have a close kinship. So anyway, you guys got that song really good. So, must be a... Anyway.
So anyway, we're at 11 o'clock Mass and 5 o'clock Mass on Sundays. Come visit at 9 o'clock. Well, we sing at 11 and 5.
So St. T and the CD.
St. T on 35th and Marion in Seattle, Washington.
In Madrona.
Right, come visit us.
Thank you all very much for being a wonderful choir. Let's give them a hand now. Our final song, Let All the People Praise You. Praise your name forevermore. Thank you one more time.
I want you to join in on this very repetitive song. Please pick it up.
Let all stay right here.
We'd like to thank our sound.